This is Social Media Simplified, the podcast that takes the guesswork out of using social media to build your audience and increase your exposure on the web. Join us as a social media scholar for exclusive tips, tactics, and strategies to create content, market your brand, and much more. Let's do this. Hey, all you social media scholars, welcome to Social Media Simplified. I'm Nathan Garrett, your digital dynamo.
And I'm Lante Tacona, your collaboration connoisseur.
And this is episode number 8. So we're going to be talking about how to draw attention to your social media posts, why emotional language sells, and why you should throw your English book out the window.
Okay, so let's divide this into two sections. Social media versus advertising, and how to draw attention to those posts, right? But they're two different things. However, there are some similarities in between.
That's right. They are different types of posts depending on what your objective is. And so dividing this into either just social media posts, organic content, and then paid content would be the best way to do it.
Okay. Now, you started off by saying defining your objective, mm-hmm. right? So what are some of the key components to creating a post that draws attention? What are some key components? If you could list, let's say, three of them, and maybe we could talk through that.
Yeah. So I know more from an advertising perspective, but as far as a regular social media post, you really want to grab their attention with the headline, right? And that headline can be whatever you're trying to promote at that time. On social media, especially YouTube, we don't talk about YouTube much, but on YouTube, how-tos are really, really big.
That makes sense.
Same with on Facebook
as
well.
Yeah, that makes sense. How-tos. I go to YouTube for how-tos all the time, so that absolutely makes sense. And if the words how-to aren't even in it, I might just skip over the video to the how-to. Do that.
Excellent. Because people want to learn how to do something on social media a lot of times. Now, it depends on the platform, depends on what your audience is about. Like Instagram, right? A lot of it's more just entertainment, quick videos, quick GIFs, that kind of thing. But Facebook, YouTube, a lot of it's how-tos. And so people want to know more about, give me instructions on how to do something.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Now, I would say that I spend most of my time on LinkedIn. And how-tos is not, you don't think how to cut up a pineapple and think, let me go check on LinkedIn, right? It's a different kind of platform. But drawing attention still stands and how to do that. So in terms of LinkedIn, there's a few different ways you can produce content. You'd have text content, image content, or video content. And drawing attention in your captions to get people to engage with it to begin with is an important.
So you're saying put captions in your videos.
Could be captions in the videos. Let me rephrase that. So let's go back to calling it headlines, headers, right? The first thing that somebody reads when your piece of content scrolls across their screen, whether it's a cover of a video, or a written text quote or something like that, it needs to be captivating. It needs to draw attention. So in your suggestion, you were saying that come up with the objective. When you say objective, what do you mean? Do you mean what do I want people to do when they read this content, or what message do I want to share? What elaborate on what you mean by defining your objective?
Well, their objective. So whatever your audience, whatever you want them to do after the post has been read, that's probably the best way to say it. So for example, recently I was contacted by another advertiser. It's a little bit different, but this can apply to social media posts. And he wanted people to download this this top five things for bathroom renovation. He has a client that's a contractor. And so right there, top five things for bathroom renovation, that's not very compelling. Like, right, people want to know how. What's the benefit of that? And so it really comes down to what is the benefit that you're giving them, and you're going to show them how to do it with tangible results.
So that should be very clearly conveyed in the
title. Right.
Okay.
That's right. And so that's not every social media post. That was more of what we call a lead magnet, getting people to download this in exchange for their name and email. Mm-hmm. But with social media posts as well, when you give them a how-to, you get them engaged and participating in it.
So that's a good example of a how-to post, and I'm sure that the list goes on. So there are how-tos, there may be like insights, and there's all different kinds of ways to do that. But clearly defining the objective in the headline as well is what we're saying. Mm-hmm. Okay, so then what happens next? So I do posts a lot, and I do I've done ads on Facebook as well. And I understand the objective needs to be clearly defined, but what I get caught up a lot of the time in is grammar. punctuation, mm-hmm. you know, capitalization. How important mm-hmm. is your grammar? Typos. I'm guilty of typos. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How important is your grammar?
And so whatever English book you're reading right now from your school, pick it up, throw it out the window. You don't need it anymore. Don't worry about your grammar. Don't worry about your punctuation in social media posts. As long as your message is clear and it resonates with your audience, it does not have to be grammatically correct anymore.
So would it be fair to say it needs to be conversational? So a lot of times when we're talking, we have run-on sentences, periods, and commas, and all those question marks are mm-hmm. they're out of the window, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know what I'm saying based on my intonation. So making your post conversational.
That's right. Conversational, especially in videos as well. And so we can go into video posts. There's different types of posts, like you said, text posts, video posts. With video posts, conversational is the best way to go. Your audience will relate with you. If you're talking up there like a professor giving a lecture, everyone's bored. No one's going to listen to that.
Okay.
And so when you can be conversational in your video posts and your text posts, don't worry about grammar. Just talk or type as if you're talking to them.
Okay, so I'm gonna do a little exercise here just so I can understand exactly what you're saying. So what I'm gonna do is, I'm gonna give you an example of what a header of mine would sound like, right? And I want you to revise and put your feedback on top of that to make it better, make it more attractive, make it draw more attention.
Okay, okay. So a headline for one of your social
okay, so
posts.
The scenario is I have a Shopify store and I'm selling fidget spinners.
Okay, what's a fidget spinner?
A fidget spinner is a toy. You hold it with your fingers and it spins around.
Okay.
It's kind of like it's the same category of call it like a stress ball, let's say. Okay.
Okay.
That I would have a fidget spinner play around with, right? A hand
Got
toy.
It.
All right, so I have a Shopify store and I want to sell my latest fidget spinner.
Okay.
Right? And so I'm going to create an ad on Facebook.
Okay.
And this is what the header is going to say. It's going to say, okay, so first of all, fidget spinners are going to be related to stress. So let's like put that context on that. So first headline, it's going to say something along the lines of, okay, drop your stress in 30 seconds. Newest fidget spinner, perfect for your skin. I don't know. See, this is where I'm going with
my
headers.
Okay, so having trouble with the headline.
Give me a header.
So for a headline for that kind of post, if you're trying to sell these fidget spinners and they're in the same category as stress relief, is that right?
Yep, stress relief.
Okay, and are they fairly affordable?
Yeah, super cheap, like under $2.
Okay, so a great headline for that in an ad would be how to relieve your stress in under 30 seconds for only $1.
Nice. Clear, so concise, straight to the point. How to,
mm-hmm.
on
how
top
to,
of that.
How to, one, so I'll break this down for you. How to, one, instructional. People like that.
Mm-hmm.
Two, relieve stress, benefit right away. They mm-hmm. need that. Next thing you're going to ask is how long will it take? 30 seconds. That's it. How much is it going to cost me? $1.
Nice. Straight to the point.
So
that's
when it comes to that, yeah, just to add on to it, it's either you want to give them a how to, benefit, time. And the last one either needs to be for affordability
mm-hmm.
or how much money you can save them.
How much money to save or how much you're willing to spend.
Yes, and it has to be very, very beneficial to them.
Very clear
yes,
in
yeah.
where the bucket lies. Very good point. I enjoyed that a lot. So let's talk about word choice.
Okay.
Right. So your example was how to mm-hmm. Relieve your stress in 30 seconds for $1, right?
Mm-hmm.
Very straight to the point. But are there specific words? You hear things like, you know, like at work, you might wear a power tie. There are, you know, power postures, power words. What kind of words might
We're going to kind of dip in here to ad posts for a bit. We'll come back to the social media posts and that type of content. So with ad posts now, you're asking about power words and other types of emotional language. And
mm-hmm.
that is what gets people to buy.
Mm-hmm.
It gets people to click.
Mm-hmm.
It gets people to share. It gets people to like it. Emotional words get people to act.
You know, I recently read a book by Jonah Berger called Contagious.
Mm.
And great book, has a lot of content about how people engage digitally. But from what you just said, the point that was raised was that certain words evoke or provoke certain emotions. And certain emotions will lead a person to either buy or potentially not buy.
Take an action.
Or take an action or not take an action.
You want them to take some sort of action.
Absolutely.
And so those words can do that.
Yeah. So, and some of the words, interestingly enough, were, you know, when people are in excited mode or happy mode or, you know, some sort of joyous, like euphoria mode, there's more of a chance that they'll interact with the content. However, interact beyond just consuming the content.
Mm-hmm.
However, when you have like sorrow or things that are mm-hmm. sad or maybe more like very like deep emotional, like emotionally grained, people will consume that content, absolutely, but maybe liking the post after they've consumed it mm-hmm. is a lot harder because now their mind is somewhere else.
I would say liking is less difficult than sharing it.
Mm-hmm.
Sharing's one of the more challenging things, getting people to share. And it's funny because I read that same book, Contagious.
Nice.
And a great way to get people to share it is if your post will position them as an expert of some sort.
Okay.
Or their status or their social value goes up because they shared that post.
Social currency.
That's what we call social currency.
Social
that's
currency.
Right. So people like to feel valued. And if mm-hmm. they found something that's, wow, this is so unique, this post is so cool, you know, would like it, and you know who, you know, by sharing this will make me look a lot better,
mm-hmm.
I will go and do that now.
Mm-hmm.
So when you can give them something that's really easy to consume and that if sharing that post will make their status go up, that's how you get things to go viral.
That's interesting. So let's say I have a piece of content that I am sure is a great piece of content
mm-hmm.
and people would enjoy it as much as I have.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and I'm gonna get ready to post it and share it.
Okay.
What do I write in the description? What kind of words do I use to say, hey, this is a really cool thing I learned?
Yeah. So back to you mentioned power words, emotional words earlier. That is true. So you want to use these types of descriptors that will jump off the page.
Mm-hmm.
So for example, back to that bathroom renovation thing I was talking about earlier. So that was an associate of mine. He had some questions about ad copy and what types of words he should use. He even asked me later, like, where'd you learn copywriting? It's because the types of words I use do jump off the page and get people to pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
So his lead magnet title was Top 5 Things to Know About Your Bathroom Renovation.
So top 5. So it's the best 5 things.
Yeah, the best 5 things to know about your bathroom renovation. And right there, it's like, that sounds so generic. Would that compel someone to click on it or share it or like it?
Mm-hmm.
And in my mind, it wouldn't. It sounds kind of boring.
It sounds boring, like really boring.
Top 5 things, like, okay.
Don't feel like
I don't know
that.
If I need that.
Yeah.
Is there any tangible benefit to it? Are you saving me money? Are you making me money?
Mm-hmm.
Are you
saving me time?
Yeah, are you saving me time?
Mm-hmm.
Are you doing any of those things? So I helped him with this, and I reworded it for him. And I reworded to this. I said, how to save $10,000 on your next bathroom innovation. The top 5 crucial mistakes you must avoid. Number 3 is shocking.
Right.
So let me break that down.
Mm-hmm.
How to save money, boom, and I put it in a quantity, $10,000. That's
mm-hmm.
a number. People
how
like
much?
To see number. On
quantify.
Your next bathroom renovation.
Mm-hmm.
Top 5
mm-hmm.
crucial,
mm-hmm.
keyword, crucial mistakes. Really important things you should pay attention to. Make sure you don't make those mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
Number 3 is shocking. That word shocking is an emotional word.
Cliffhanger. It's a
It's like shocking.
I would almost click on that and scroll down to the third one.
Yes.
I want to know what the shocking
What's
one is.
What's the shocking one? Shocking. So that's an example of an emotional word we were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I use it because it's like shocking. What does that mean? And so that would be more on like, I guess you would call it the negative emotional word, shocking. But you can have
it's intriguing.
It's intriguing.
It still is on the positive.
So I wouldn't say
side.
Negative, but like
provocative.
Intriguing and more compelling.
Mm-hmm.
A more emotional word that's, I guess, you consider positive would be like, you know,
sensational.
Sensational or
exceptional.
Yeah, great. Those are both great. Exceptional. So
mm-hmm.
that right there invokes feelings of like happiness. It's like, oh, what's this about? I want to know why this is sensational.
Yeah.
That's positive, more uplifting.
You know, another thing that I also read about in the book was also, so the positive note, you know, kind of like brings out the engagement in people, but also words that are more inquisitive or exclusive, specifically that word.
Yeah.
So giving you that social currency of being in the know. So exclusive insiders are two words that I use a lot in my headlines, and I'll actually supplement that with maybe an emoji a red tick mark or 100% or, nice. You know, exclusive ciders with like a check mark by it.
Another good one in that same vein is secrets.
Secrets
are secrets. Really big. It's like
proven secrets.
It's like, I want to know what's the secret. Like it sounds like this is only something that guy knows, mm-hmm. and I want to be part
key
of that.
Key ingredient is another one.
Yeah, key ingredient. Yeah, that's absolutely. Great. Yeah. So using those types of emotional words, going back to that with your headlines, mainly your ad posts, but you can use that on your social media posts as well. More emotional language, more power language can get people to act. And so actually in the show notes, we're going to have a link to, I think it's 180 power words that we can give y'all so you can kind of get a better example of what types of words you should be using in your content.
So just to recap, in order to get your posts more visibility or engagement, right, you need to draw attention. And ways of doing that is first, think about the objective of your post. What is it that you want people to do when they see your post? The second way is to supplement that with power words or emotional language. So now that they've seen your post, grab their attention and mm-hmm. then invite them to take an action.
That's right. And so we talk mainly about ad posts and how we can use those tactics for those types of posts. For social media posts, what types of things have you seen on LinkedIn that have been working in that type of copy?
Now, I'd say the crossover is pretty much linear here in this case. Again, going back to the beginning, anytime you post anything on LinkedIn or any social media platform, if you're not selling anything, it's because you want people to engage with it. Mm-hmm. You want to garner the opinions of your audience. You want to see what your community thinks about that. You want to share something. It's an outlet, but you would like people to engage with it, right? And so having emotional or power words in your posts would definitely draw that attention, mm-hmm. bring people to that to your post and to kind of like engage with it and kind of really take the time to think about it from their own perspective, mm-hmm. right? It's exclusive insiders. Is this an insider? How does this benefit me? If you can take people down that emotional journey and make yourself relatable.
Emotional journey, that was good.
Make yourself relatable.
And the conversational aspect as well. That kind of applies to mm-hmm. both the social media post and ad post. But that conversational style, if it's a text post or a video post, can help your audience relate with you better.
Going back to grammar and throwing that English book
out of
the window.
Yeah, throw it out the window. No more grammatically correct sentences anymore. Just talk to them as if you were, type to them as if you're talking to them.
Great episode. Fantastic. On the next episode, we're going to be talking about how to use sales funnels to create a buyer's journey and the proven three-step process to ensure your success. You can connect with me on LinkedIn. This is Lante Tacona, your collaboration connoisseur.
And as always, Nathan Garrett, your digital dynamo. You can find me at nathangarrett.net.
All right. Thanks, guys.